So we're holding in the middle of the, we started last time the morale. We got sidetracked into Hanukkah and Yanam a little bit. So we're holding in the middle of the morale is over here. So we spoke about ayin and things of that nature. Now there's going to be about the nachash. So Chazal say, V'chein watzina b'nachash akadmoini, she'nosen eina v'misha eina royaloi, ma'shebikesh le'nitanloi, ma'sheyori natlemenu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti emelech hakol ha'behema v'chaya, achshav oriya mekol ha'behema v'kol chayis ha'sode. Ani amarti elech b'koy meskufa, achshav al k'choyne yelech. Ani amarti yei ma'choli ma'chol odom, achshav v'ofayich. Yoichol, hu amar erig odom v'esas chavo, achshav v'evo oshes b'ini v'ena isho b'zach v'zara. So the nachash here is given the center stage of somebody who wanted something that wasn't his, and b'meili was nenash. So the Maral says right after the first few lines, v'chei matzina b'nachash akadmoini, da ki soid nachash akadmoini, ki kemoi ha'odam hazeh nivdol mikol nimtzoyim, kachu anachash, dechsiv anachash ha'yor mikol chayis ha'sodeh. Harei ki kemoi shodom hoye nibdol min hakoil v'hoye tomim, kach hanochash hoye orum. U'mipnei kach hoye hanochash b'koy meskufa, ki hanochash hu ha'od evchad. So the nochash is a bria that stands zelum asef tzuras adam. Now, let's understand a little bit about that. The tzuras adam is the das and the chochma of a person. Obviously, the das and the chokhmah of a person has two panim to it, two directions to go. One direction is, I understand all the behemoths and the chayis don't understand anything; they're just asuk with their, you know, eating and whatever they're doing. I am makir that I be'etzem have no metzias. In other words, a behemoth and a chaya are have no self-awareness. B'meila, they're not makir that they do exist or they don't exist. They just try the hardest to remain existing. That's the metzias of a bal chai, that it does whatever it takes to exist. Adam, because he's makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his ultimate hakara is that he does not exist and he's just a yad arich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tamimus we're talking about over here is that the person says, yes, I have a lot of kishon ha'seichel, but I makir that is all coming from Ribbono Shel Olam. Mashal lemad avadim, a far mashal, but still, in a person who's naive in a political system says, and we can vote, I can give my candidacy, I can do this and that. A chacham says, bemis, it's all being run by the government, and you know, like in the Soviet Union, or that was, so this keilu elections, but it's all be'etzim coming from the government. It's a waste of time. So Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha tells me I'm makir that even though things look like I'm running them, and there's so much that seems to be open and for bechira, at the end of the day, it's Rabbis Machshavos Lavish, and he's Tomim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a result of his chachma. The nachash was arum. The nachash is the same level of das. He deheres himself as a nivra, but that's where it stops. He deheres himself as a nivra, and b'meila, I am, you know, and if I am, then I can defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch created me, HaKadosh Baruch stronger, but I have a metzias atzmis. I have some sort of metzias, and that's who I am. And that's why the nochash is the kitrug nasash adam, ki anochash hu chisorin veheda adam. V'lachein heve anochash chisorin la'odam lios mis'ave mitzad chisorin lech la'pri. Ki kol bal taivu bal chisorin. So let's talk about this. This is something that he says in different places, in different ways. This is a very, very important nekuda. In the Maral's sprach, there are two states of being. there is existence, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei means to exist, to be, and that is the ultimate in something, in the way Elikus expresses on the world, that there's Metzias. And then there is Heder, Hefech Metzias. That is the opposite of Toiv. It's the opposite of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Heder, Chisaron, all of those are that Metzias. So things that do not have Elikus in them are absent, don't exist. And things that have a liquus in them exist. That's really the only two states of being in the world. And in a big picture, it's makif everything. Today we have a fascinating example of it. We have computer language, which really has only two letters, one and zero. The circuit can be complete or not complete. That's the only alphabet that's in a computer. Every other word is a combination of all of these. So Nachash and Adam are on the same level of Das, except that in Adam, because he's a Baldea, he deheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nachash, because he's a Baldea, deheres not. Let's go a step further. Let's just try to understand it. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created the world was to create an illusion that there is nothingness. is a hakdama for the Bria. There couldn't be anything around that would not... There couldn't exist anything in the world if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaLaretz Kvodei. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, anytime, all the time, then there's no muck of anything else. This is at every level. Just like, for instance, if a person is, as long as you find like an elderly person, they feel useless because whatever they can do, somebody else is doing better than them and is doing it. So it's a big chachma to try to if a person wants to help like an elderly person, you sort of create various inyanim. You say, I need your help for this. This is something I couldn't do myself. I need this. It's usually the biggest chesed you do with somebody in that situation is given what to be. But if everything is done and taken care of, the person feels useless. If the world were to have the natural perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as is the emes, then we would not exist. There'd be no point in anything we do, and we wouldn't, emotionally, we wouldn't exist. So the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he pulled the curtain down, and he created a metzias of a heder. There's a metzias that seems to not have a kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in that metzias, we now have a mokum where I can do something. So the world is missing Kedusha, the world is missing Torah, the world is missing mitzvahs. Whatever it is, it now all of a sudden takes on meaning that I'm doing something. That's the transition. So really the hakdama to the Bria is a matzav of the Choshech and Tehoim and so on. That's the hakdama. And in that setting, you now have a mokum for Oyer and for Yabosha and for Adam and so on. Yes, a little louder. My thing is a problem. Okay. Yeah.
The Dalad Malchias make that curtain darker. Is that correct?
The Dalad Malchias are the etzem fabric of the curtain. Let's explain what we mean. I mean, the Dalad Malchias are connected those things. Until Yovan came along, it's a little bit after. I don't think it's about Taisif. I'm speaking about the Inyanim after Hanukkah. Until Yovan came around, everything was a god. Even the Avodah Zarah. So the wind is a god. The tree is a god. Everything is a little god. So there's something and a question. Just who's the one? Yovan said, "What are you talking about? There's gravity. There's temperature. There's atoms. There's magnetism. There's electricity." So that's a very effective choshech that shuts out any higher power from being visible. I see all sorts of things happening, but I can explain them, and that explanation serves at first at lechura to be master. So all these malchis, each in its own metzias. If a malchus or a shah, like malchus Rome, it says it's called a tahoim. A tahoim is something that's bilti gvul. It's endless. It's ein soif, the hefer of ein soif in ra. It seems to be something that has no kitzvah. That's what Chazal say. It has no kates to it. So these are manifestations of hefer that allow us by allowing us to make a mistake and to think not. That's where our perception of what is becomes meaningful. That's the jerkha. So the melech of that world, the melech of the world as heder, is the nachash. That's an absolute necessity, and it must be. So we can explain it in many ways. It's just like without a temptation to do bad, nobody would do bad, and there'd be no makom schar, no makom avodah. In a real deep sense, without heder, there is no yeshus. There is no existence. So the nachash was Arab, and Adam. In other words, a nachash also has a metzias atzmis. So the difference lies in Adam realizes, once Adam realizes that being the Yada Richter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a real metzias. So anything that's become a skufa has its own metzias. It has its own independent existence. So there are two ways of getting that. One is the nachash, where by being makhish, anything but himself, that's a koyim eskufa. And then Adam, by being makir, that as a yada richter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a real metzias, then those are the two koyim eskufas in the world. Umipneze hanachashu kitrik v'asasa shal Adam ha-machti o'isoy. So Nochash, since he represents the Chisayon head in the world, he's the one that tells Adam, you know, V'yisem kelekim. You know, you don't have to be dependent in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can become your own entity. Taiva itself. Let's speak about in where taiva is chisaron. Let's take something that's not a taiva, but a tzorech. Let's say drinking cold water. A person is sweats a lot and he needs water. So the person has a chisaron. His body is lacking fluids. It's dangerous, and the person has a tzimoyin to drink cold water. So fine. So he drinks the water and that's it. Once he finished drinking the water and he's satisfied his thirst, there's no more taiva for it, because his chisaron is finished with, and therefore the person is okay. When it comes to achila lemashal, or to other inyanim, there's a taiva. The taiva creates in the person a chisaron and a sense of milui. So lemashal, a person has good food, he has chicken and vegetables and whatever it takes, and he's filled up. He's not asking for more food. Somebody carries in a tray of extremely, fancy sufganiyot. And all of a sudden, the person's eyes open up, and he craves a sufganiyot. What's the pshat? So taiva is a mechanism that creates in a person a sense of chisaron. But let's even go a step further. If you don't want to give a person something, Let's say a child is hungry, really hungry, starving, or a person is thirsty and they want water or food. There's a real, the person is very upset if he doesn't get food or water. Okay. When it comes to taiva, so let's say this, you don't want to give a kid the extra sweets that he wants. It's because the person identifies his sense of self with attaining that. It's the tzerech is more than just the tzerech that I need it and I'm hungry without it. The tzerech is because if I want it, I should be able to have it. And denying it to me is like an avla to me. It becomes something deeper than the hunger. Food and drink, you know, simple food and drink is like that. Anything more than that becomes a very different type of issue. And b'meila, so taiva creates the chesaron. The Gemara says in Megillah, I forgot who it was, that they brought in dessert and he ate another 60 servings of it, and he said two reasons. One is kafya aniv leyada. A poor person is hungry without knowing it. So sometimes you really are hungry, but you become so fashlep you don't even realize it, and all of a sudden, wow, you realize you're hungry. The second one is rafchel psume ika, that a person makes place for things that are sweet. So all of a sudden the person is stuffed. The koyach ha-taiva that's generated by these things creates that in the person. And the same thing with all taivas. So the nachash, you know, Adam was lacking nothing. Adam was sitting in Gan Eden. The nachash came along and said, you're missing yourself. You know, I could give you yourself. You eat from the Eitz HaDaas, and you eat from the Tevura. So b'meila, he created taiva and chisaron. So every Baal Taiva works on the fact that he's a Baal Chisaron. I must have this. Without this, I'm not going to live. I'm not going to exist. It's the thing itself creates a chisaron, just like good advertising does. Good advertising is something that doesn't tell you how good the product is, but tells you how much you're missing without even knowing about it. They once had an advertisement for like one of these very, very fancy pens. You know, it cost like a few hundred dollars. I forgot what that, maybe a watermelon. I don't even remember what it was, but that type of, and they had a picture of a person like 18, 19, 20 years old, looks very rich and very spoiled. And he's holding a pen, this type of pen that his friend had, his girlfriend had given him. And sort of her words on top are, I never knew Nebuch that he was a deprived child. You know, it's only when I gave him the pen I realized what he's missing. When I first put out the Elias Elio Siddur, maybe Yaakov should listen. So I have a very close chaver, Zul Schwartzman. He said, you don't advertise the Siddur. The main thing is you have to convince people that they're davening out of a sefer sheni mugah if they're not using the Siddur. You have to get them to understand that, as was haste, they haven't been, so Al Kopanim, my father's Chayin Evracha was real Litvisher from Litta. And you probably know, Peter, you also have Litvisher, South African. They're very understated people. My father hated any type of, you know, big talker. So he was an older person when the war was over. He had businesses in Europe and, you know, he became an older person. So shamash just fit him. He leaned beautifully, down beautifully, he was very well. People, he became a shamash in a big shul, and that was his, until he was nifta. So he had a cousin in America who was, he had come before the war, and he really, really figured out America. He was a rabbi of sorts, but he got it. Kitzur, he arranged for my father to get an interview for a job as a shamash in a shul. This was a fancy shul in Midtown Manhattan. They call him up, Rabbi Lopiansky, yeah, we've heard some very nice things about you, and you might just say, yes. First question is, can you lane? So my father said, Nunu. So then the second, so he said, can you lean? So my father said, can a person say about himself he can lean? So the person said, for the third time, I'm asking you, he said, do you or do you have to know how to lean? So he said, with the Eibush's help, we'll do our best. So the guy slammed down on the phone. The kid said, my cousin, his cousin found out about it, he was furious. He told my father, you're not Neshtetlen Litta. Let me tell you what you answer the next time they tell you that. The next time they ask you, you tell him, if you haven't heard me laning, you've never heard laning in your life. That's the way you're supposed to answer. So Al Kapanim, the Taiva creates the need and the want. So I know something. You had a full meal, you said, I'm amish full, I can't eat more. Somebody carries in these very fancy sfganyot, and if I tell you can't have them, you feel deprived. That's, so the nachash is the metzias of heder in the world. Taiva is a metzias of heder in the world. So like Rachmana Litzlan, people who are addicted, they didn't need the drug, they didn't need the alcohol, but now they can't live without it. It created the chisaron in the person. So
how do you deal with it?
You know what? The first thing is to be makir that. The first thing is when a person is makir that it's part of what it's doing is creating that. It's a very different world. Just knowing and understanding that, and if a person says to himself, I'm addicted and I need to get away from it. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it's his yard set today actually, so we can say over something from him. He used to smoke heavily, as everybody did in those days. You know, so he said over in a shmuz once that he was sitting and learning in the mirror in Yishlaim, and he ran out of cigarettes. He asked around, they didn't have. So he walked out, it was a cold and raining night, he walked up the block to get a cigarette, to buy in the kiosk of cigarettes. They were closed. He walked another block to Meir Sharon, that was closed. He walked a few blocks down Geula, it was closed. And he said, finally, I all of a sudden realized something. And I said to myself, Chaim, you're an Eved Nirtza. You're enslaved to the cigarettes. It's running your life. And he quit. That's what he said in the shmuz. I remember he didn't smoke, obviously, but I don't know exactly what the process is, but I could put him, he used to say this in the shmuz, he said it once or twice, that, you know, he realized that so understanding that once you get off it, you're not going to need it. It's like people who've lost a lot of weight successfully, it's they come to realization they can be happy without it, and this is... It's called Yasek and Notel Domi. That's really part of a very strong part of the process. So why the Akash created? The Bria is Mechayev that. Ki Efshetia Bria Beshleimus Hagomer. And this goes back to what we said in the beginning, but I'll add the Knetch. And this is a Knetch that the Maral says in many places. The word Bria, by definition, means two things. The word Bria means Bachutz, like Bra, you know, Gavoy and Broy. Bria is, the Bria means to chop off. The one of the Avenezer speaks to Rabban that the word Bara is like the Bara Sayar, it can mean to chop off. A Nivra means two things. I exist, and I exist independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Bairi, me as the Nivra. Being a Nivra includes two things. Me being a so-called separate entity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad illusion, mitzad perception, whatever you want, and the understanding that I am a Chelek HaYimimal. Both of them are come together. That's what the Bria means. It's a stira meaning, but that music itself is a stira. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, all the time, anytime, and we also exist. However, you're gonna, it's one of those things that the seichel doesn't comprehend. It all goes back to Bechira Yediyah in one way or another. The Breslover once said that all the kashas in the world come from the tumma of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being mitzamtzem himself. In other words, the duality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being be'emes everywhere and us not being able to inherit is the source of our metzias, and it's a question that can't be answered by us. So he said the reason of Avol Davazek is by Makom Achir ki kach mechuiv abriya min Hashem Yisbarach ki efshes ti abriya b'shleimus hagoma. By definition, a briya can't be shleimus, or else how do you distinguish between that and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol? Olekach kere gemash nivra adam shubriya shleim b'yoisa nivra gan kere nocha shubriya chaser b'yoisa. So the point of Adam, where he can see himself as being kol kuloi a yada erich chel kai mimal, requires a zelum asen the bria that sees itself kol kuloi as being divorced from it, and b'mele can go and tell me, you know, do your own thing and leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Veloi shehu bria chaser b'yoisa rak shasos adam lechet. It's not the nachash was not created for himself. He's rather the hechatimtza for Adam to be choyte. V'dovaze omeik. Okay. V'hoven ze masha oma she'en nochash roitze lisa eschava. And then when it says that he wanted to be noise eschava, so he says, ki asher he misnagdim hi mitzara tzura she'en mucholokim, v'esha noise echad. So the point, so he's, let's go through some of the nekudas that he's saying over here. First of all, he's saying that you can't have when you have two inyanim that are that don't have a common denominator, there is not going to be any point of conflict between them. So Lemarshal, if I'm a very big musician and the other person is a very big businessman, we don't really compete. I'm in my field, he's in his field. Let's say we're both competing for the attention of somebody. Okay, so now we have a place where we're competing. So that's without an akuda mishutefes, there's no Adam. The nochash is meant to be the hefech of Adam. Unless there would be some tzad hasheva, unless they'd be able to see and the hair some tzad together, we wouldn't consider them to be of the same min. So just like a man and a tiger is no, there's no, it can't call that a competition, as a lemaseh, a man and a nochash also would not be. The fact that he wanted to marry Chava means that he has shaychus to Tzuras Adam. More than that, Chava as an Isha is kilu de choymer. In other words, the Shita Dea philosophy is called the Tzura. And the choymer is what it's chal on. So, Lamashal, let's say we have two politicians, each one with a different vision of how to run something. So they have the vision, and they're both competing for the votes from the people. Who would be the one that would make it capitalist, would make it communist, socialist, and so on? So the Isha is the quintessence of the Chaymer of man. It's Ki'ilu the Chelik of humanity that's Oymed to be Mekabel Tzura. And the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, Ma'isa Bisha Achas, that she was married to Big Tzaddik, and she used to sit and tie his tefillin for him. He died, she married a muhsin. Muhsin were the people who collected taxes and they were the bottom of the society. And she would sand and tie his... The muhsin used to have like these knots that they gave to the people who paid the muhsin as a simon. So she would tie those knots. In other words, her metzias was the shteltzu to the husband. And whatever the husband was, that's what she was. So the zustalt to the husband is her metzias. She's the chayim and the haznet surah. On her, you could have the struggle between the nachash and the adam, who would be meichel the tzura on it. He gives a mashal over here that just like two women that have a common husband, there's a certain, the rivalry is because there's a common denominator. So over there we have two chayim with one tzura. That's why a man can marry two women, because he's the tzura and she's a chayimah. So just like you can stamp many items with the same stamp, it's shayach. But there's still a competition because they're part of the same household. So here the nochash versus Adam expressed itself in the struggle over Chava. The other nyanim also. Ani amati shemachol machal adam ki kol elu dvarim ruim la adam b'mashu adam v'anochash hefech adam v'afechim em tachas sug echad. When you have hefechim, you have something very interesting. When you have countries fighting each other, so the melech of one country is the most opposed to the melech of the other country. They're the ones that are kielu, the spearheads of the conflict. Yet, in Milchama, there are many times when you'll treat the opposite general or emperor much better than you'll treat his subjects. In other words, he's still a melech. So you'll either kill him, or if the person is nichna, he's the melech. So the nochash represents the opposite, but he's opposite of Adam. He's not a balchai. A balchai can, whatever, if you bring him as a carbon lashem, it's lashem. If you bring it for azazel, it's azazel. But Adam versus nochash, we're dealing with two mitzis, and that's why he should have been like him. So this is another nekuda. I'm not going to go into it. It says it's a strange lashonis chazal in different places about the nochash riding on a gomel. In other words, the koyach hara and the bria consists of two elements, a nochash and gomel. Maybe it's some other time. Not time to speak about it. Sus v'roichvay by Mitzrayim. So the end of Israel dwarf don't call the shrom zikan kemis avel dovash in shaloi hu khasa vu bal hada. So going back to the original kudo is coming from, a person who is a bal taiva has made himself into a khasa. Volakach gam shaloi neda mimenu. So he can't appreciate what he has. So let's take a simple example. Let's go back to that marshal again. Person ate a meal, Baruch Hashem, he's full, no problems. Somebody carries in something fancy, all of a sudden he's hungry. He doesn't say to himself, you know what? I have a stomach full of meat and potatoes and bread. Baruch Hashem, I feel good about it, but I want another treat. No. The person, it calls it a shoveli, like by Haman. Everything in the world I have, but now a hole opened up, and I can't without it. So b'meila, the person who nasan enav in a place that's enav shaloi, what he has now, he's been mefarish. What he has, he also doesn't have, because I should have had. A person's sense of success should be with what he has. I have this, Baruch Hashem, I have it. But if I look at somebody else and calls it in a shovely because I'm missing what the other person has, then what I have doesn't it feels I don't have. I'll never feel that I want something else when it's a Tosefes. I'm always going to, the minute I, as Nasa Einav, a person who's Mida is Nasa Einav, then the person feels that it's... There was a fascinating story about Rabbi Leib Shteyman, which it's a gewaltig knetch. I just saw it yesterday, that he once he had a relative who died, who was his relative from his mother's side. The relative was Nitzul Shoah or something. He didn't have anybody, he didn't have any other relatives. And the money was going to go to the government. That's normally what happens when you leave out money. There's nobody, no close relative, the government takes it. This is an Eretz Yisrael. So someone told him, someone opened it and said, you know what, here's an opportunity. Why don't you go and apply? Show them the documents that you're a cousin, and b'meila, you'll get the money. I mean, there's nothing. So he said, al pidin, a yerush mitzareim is not a yerush. There's no yerush in kriyim mitzareim. B'meila mishpachaim is not kriyim mishpachaim. There's no yerush. So a person said, but it's legal. In other words, al pidin, it's pretty much hefka, because no one has an idea who it belongs to. It's yasha. There's nothing illegal about it. So he said, I want the things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me, and this is something Kadosh Baruch Hu. If al pidin, the money is not for me, then it's not for me. And he said, you know, chelkoi means what HaKadosh Baruch gave me. He didn't give me this. I can get it, but it's not something that it's an extraordinary, different. You know, usually he has stories about things that weren't so honest, and the person said no, and so on. Fine, but here we're talking about things that are, it's a new deher in understanding. I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is my chelik. If this is so, the Torah gave a certain mahalak, and the Torah said, "These Yerushas are yours; these are not." I mean, it's an incredible story. It's like people, you know, you'll hear stories about this in terms of bitachon, in terms of yashas, and this is a very different deher in understanding what's be'etzim mind. Somebody living with that type of deher. Okay, any questions? Any points?
Going back to the sugya of Tama Itzke, Tama Pri, is that also the similar sugya or a bit different sugya?
Tama Itzke, Tama Pri is more about the Hechet Timtza and the Seif Pasik being different. In other words, the Tam that a person has in Avoida should be the Tam of the Seif Pasik. A person brings a child to chuppah. A person, you know, even let's take some less dramatic graduation. A person feels very, very good, tremendous nachas ruach, and so on. When you're raising a child, every step of the way is really a step towards that. We don't feel it. We feel the frustrations of raising the child, and we don't feel the tam until the end. And that is what makes avoda so difficult, that we feel the frustrations of getting to that point, and we only feel the tam at the seif. Be'etzem, there should have already been every step of the way should have carried a tam of the pri in it, and the fact that we don't is a kilk in the bria. That created a lot of the issues for us. A person who's holding by finishing Shas, feels very excited, and it's very easy for him to learn the next few blot. But when you started, it should have been the same. I've learned the first blot and Shas, second blot. It's not like that. So for us, Yigia and the Pri have a very, very different time in it. It's similar to the story of Chani Amagel, where you ask the person, how come you're planting a tree when you'll never see the payers of it? For you, it just worked. There's no payers. He said, so basically what he said was, I'm taking the tam of the payers of what was left to me and injecting it here. There's Olam Chater B'Chayecha, you should be zeicha to get a taste of the Olamcha in your Chayim itself, in what you're doing. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, I guess we'll resume in 3 weeks. The next 2 weeks I'll be in Esra, Be'ez Hashem, and then 3 weeks Be'ez Hashem, everything. 3 weeks. Let me just make sure. It's Parshas. One sec. This is Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayigash. So Vayechi, I'll be in Esra.
You're back on Wednesday night, right?
I'm back on Wednesday night, but I'm not going to be home. I have to see what will be. I don't know what I'll be. Wednesday night I'm going to land in New York. I might stay there till Shabbos. I'm just not sure.
On the 11th, we're talking about. Okay, so you'll let me know. I'll email everyone.
Right. I'll see what works out. If I have the thing with me and so on. Okay. Guten.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.